There were two Brooks.
This is elite level incompetence.
Quickly to Wall. Wall measures. Deal gets open for three. Dagger!
They don't have any time.
Here comes Pierce with 5 seconds left. Pierce with three. Pierce with two. Pierce fall away at the horn. It's gone!
Morris, Ball, Deal, and Gortat.
Porter can't find anybody. Gives it to Wall. Working against Bradley for three. John Wall! Oh, what a shot! You talk about a pressure shot.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network, your daily news from local experts. I am Becca MVP, also known as Becca Winkert, but who cares about my last name, my real name? That's not important. Everybody knows me as Becca MVP. I'm here with my best friend. I haven't seen him in like probably a good 2 weeks. I haven't actually seen his face. So to be looking at him today is just amazing. His name is Quentin Mayo. Oh my God. See, because we have not done a podcast in like 2 weeks, I'm like losing it. Quentin Mayo at TOQM underscore. We're brought together today, not because it's the Lord's Day, not because
we're gathered here today.
We're gathered here today to basically confront this whole situation that is the past couple of days and what has transpired with our favorite player, our angel, our gift from above. Kelly Oubre Jr. is gone. Quentin, what is wrong with this team? Like, why?
I'm at a loss for words, but I have a lot of words ready to go. This makes absolutely zero sense. No sense. I've tried to make sense of it. I've tried to look at it objectively. I've looked at it from my side of it not making sense. I've looked at it from other people's point of views. It makes no sense. And we'll talk about it today, but the Wizards have lost their mind. Like, this is absolutely one of the most, if not the most, no, one of the most incompetent decisions this front office has made in Ernie Grunfeld's time as the president or general manager or whatever he wants to call himself of the Wizards. It's terrible. And I'm ready, and I know you're ready. So this is ridiculous.
Well, I try to stay positive, but guess what, guys? My positivity is out the window. I got nothing for you guys. I can't take it anymore. I just can't. I simply cannot. Trading Jason Smith, okay, sure, whatever. The tax bill, fine, lowered. Okay, I get that. Miss him dearly, whatever. But Kelly Oubre and Austin Rivers. Okay, before you say something about Austin Rivers, let me just say, two young guys who have potential. Austin isn't that consistent, yes, but we've seen glimpses of him, okay? We've seen glimpses of him do what he does. He can come off the bench and provide. He's gone. Kelly Oubre, young guy. Contract was going to be up by the end of the season. He's gone. But we essentially traded two young players. We no longer have a backup point guard, basically. We don't have anybody for John Wall and Bradley Beal except for Satoransky. And now we have a 33-year-old who I'm not convinced even wants to be here. His contract's up by the end of this season. So I'm not seeing the vision here.
I'm not mad at Austin Rivers being gone. Let me preface my entire argument.
Oh,
today.
We know you're not.
Not mad at all. I mean, it's Austin Rivers. I mean, I know he's a body. He's somebody that could come in and play the one and the two and back up both John and Bradley Beal. So I feel as though, like, losing him is just, you're losing a body. You're losing someone that, you know, he has shown glimpses. I mean, I haven't been impressed with him. We thought this was going to be the deepest bench the Wizards had coming into this offseason. Austin Rivers was going to be, he had a decent season in L.A., the year before. So to see him not really find himself a part of this team or in this team when he got here is kind of hard to look at. But I mean, he wasn't really the biggest gripe I had with this trade. My biggest gripe was, one, you're losing Kelly Oubre Jr. your lottery pick in 2015, that you used two draft picks to move up to draft him, you're losing him, and he's also your most valuable trade asset outside of anyone in the big three. I just don't understand.
And we got Ariza for him,
you're
and he
getting
might not
Ariza
even stay.
At 33.
Who, 33 years old.
He wants to be in LA. He wants to be back home. He wants to be back helping LeBron get a championship, go back there where he won a championship in 2009. And then you don't get any picks for Kelly Oubre. You just get a 33-year-old Trevor Ariza that the last time he was here, Bradley Beal was a rookie. John Wall was in his third season. So I don't get it. And then I'm looking at the totality of this whole thing. The Wizards have traded their 2014, 2015, and their 2016 first-round picks to Phoenix for Marcin Gortat, Markieff Morris, and Trevor Ariza.
Oh my gosh, I can't do this anymore.
I just don't understand it. I really don't. So,
you know, like, I have kept my mouth shut for the longest time with this team. You know, I'm always, like, trying to be diplomatic, but I can't do it anymore. Okay? I can't.
Ridiculous.
Like, I can't back this. I can't support this. Like, this is just ridiculous. I mean, how... Like, I would just love to get in the management's head and just think, like, what exactly, like, what are they trying to accomplish with this? Like,
they're so short-term focused, it's ridiculous. They have no macro agenda. And I literally made a pros and cons section for this trade. And I'm not going to lie to you, I have one, maybe two pros, and the rest are all cons. Like, the pro is when you talk to Wall and Bill, they love Trevor Ariza. And Trevor Ariza loves them. Like, he was their veteran back when he was here. In a good season for them. They were very successful at that time with Randy Whitman. He likes them. They all like each other. They know that he's a capable player. He's a veteran guy. None of them really like ownership or management. We get that. But the fact that they have some continuity, I guess, and Bradley Beal said, you know, he talks to Ariza often, and that's cool. When you're looking at the cons, though, like, outside of Kelly Oubre being their most valuable trade asset, Trevor Ariza is 33 years old. He's averaging 10 points, not even 10 points. He averages 9.9 points, but we'll give him 10 just for the sake of the argument. He's 36% from the 3-point range and 37% from the field. So you're thinking, like, okay, we're replacing Kelly Oubre with this 3-and-D guy who knows what it's like to be in Washington, this, that, and the third. But 3-and-D, they both have a comparative defensive rating of 112, 113. So they're both capable defenders. We're just splitting hairs at that point. He has a lower net rating than Kelly Oubre. He has a higher turnover ratio than Kelly Oubre. Kelly Oubre has a better true shooting percentage, a better effective field goal percentage, a better offensive rating. You want to do run and gun in the fast break offense that you did in 2013? Kelly Oubre has a better pace rating. So if you want to go by the traditional stats of scoring and things of that nature, Kelly Oubre is better. If for my nerds out there that want to look to advanced statistics and all that stuff, Kelly Oubre is still a better player. So I don't understand. And then you say, well, Trevor Ariza is a better three-point shooter. That's what they say. No, he is a better three-point shooter.
I mean, that's it, though.
But barely. He's shooting 5% better from three than Kelly Oubre. It's 36 and 32. I think it's like 4% better. So what are we really talking about here? He went to Phoenix in a team that has nothing, that he has the green light to basically be whatever he wants in Phoenix, and he's not having any impact on the Suns. So you bring him back at 33 years old and give away a player that you should have kept in-house for the future, a 23-year-old. That you moved up in the draft to get, and you trade him away for somebody that was here in 2012 that's looking to play with LeBron James. I don't understand it at all.
Dude, my head hurts so bad. Like, my brain is like a pinball machine. I'm rattled, okay? The only reason I can think about Trevor Ariza is because were we trying to get, what's his name from the Cavs? Kyle Korver?
Kyle Korver.
Were we trying to get him? Because we needed a three-point shooter, so maybe I feel like this is why they're trying this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just to, like, co-sign everything you said, this is just a really strange move, and I don't understand it, and it makes me feel better because nobody on Twitter understands it. Everybody's confused. Everybody's mad because you trade Jason Smith, the guy who's, like, the leader off the bench, basically the guy that's, like, the backbone of the team. Like, he's just, he was. I mean,
He's one of those glue guys. He's a good guy.
He literally was everything. Now you're trading Kelly Oubre, a young guy. I mean, the probability of of him staying after the season wasn't that high. But, I mean, in my mind, why not try to keep him? Like, why not try? Because you don't know how much money he's going to be offered. You don't...
Exactly.
You can't just throw... So, basically, instead of saying, let's wait and see how it goes, they just threw him out the window.
Exactly.
He's not coming back here.
Into that exact argument, I'm literally glad you said that, because I had that literally down to talk about later on. But people on Twitter are saying Kelly Oubre is too expensive. That's what he's too expensive.
He
He wasn't coming back. How do you know?
How do you know that?
Otto Porter, and people are bringing up like the Wizards. Otto Porter got offered a max offer sheet from this, that, and the third. Otto Porter was leading the league in 3-point shooting at one point. Otto Porter was way better. Well, not even way. He was better than Kelly Oubre when he got that offer.
It's not even the same situation.
It's a 3-point shooting league. So, of course, the 3-point shooter is going to get more money. Like, that's just how the NBA is today. So, when you're looking at Kelly Oubre, he's good with upside, but he's only averaging 12 points. And he's shooting 31% from 3-point range. He's not getting a big max deal this offseason. And I'm sorry, my throat is crazy today.
I can't believe I'm still sick. Like, I had a cold, like, what was it, like 3 weeks ago, and I'm still like coming off of it. Whatever.
This weather is crazy. But he's not going to get that max offer sheet that they gave to Otto Porter. The Wizards would literally be outbidding themselves this offseason. My thing was,
I think it was worth it. It was worth it to try to keep him.
Exactly.
100%.
Why don't you try to move? Why don't you try hard every single day, every minute, every hour? You need to move Yamahimi's $16 million a year deal that's not up until 2020. You need to trade Otto Porter, he's making $27 million a year. You try to move those guys first. You tell Kelly Oubre, look, we want you here. You're a young guy. You have a good potential, a good ceiling. You can change the culture of this Wizards organization for the next 4-5 years. You sit down. You offer him. Let's say you moved you moved Otto Porter and you moved Yamahimi. All you have to do is say, Kelly Oubre, we'll give you 4 years, $40 million. 4 years, $40 million. 4 years, $42 million. And then I'm looking, because I looked at the free agency pool last year. If you give him four for $40. Kyle Anderson, who was on the Spurs, he made, his contract last year was 4 years, $37 million. He went to the Grizzlies. He has not had a better 3-4 seasons than Kelly Oubre has since they've come into the league. So that's the low ball. You look at Nurkic, he had a 4-year, $48 million contract in Portland. He's had a better 4-year window than Kelly Oubre. You split that in between, give Kelly Oubre 4 years for $40 million, maybe 42, just because you want him to come back and be a part of DC, give him a hometown, you know, pat on the back, and that's it. But you need to be focused on the bigger picture down the line, and you need to get rid of Yamahimi and Otto Porter. You don't give away a 23-year-old for a 1 year, $15 million contract in Trevor Ariza, who might not have Kelly Oubre or Trevor Ariza on his team.
And then what are they
going to
do?
And then what you're going
to
do?
You're going to be you're going to be in a strange bind, and you're not going to be able to... I mean, it just... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm, like, having a full-blown meltdown, you guys, because this has nothing to do with, like, NBA logic, but I just want to say, like, I've recently been going into the locker room this season to interview the players, and I'm pretty scared of, like, the one-on-one conversations with them, but I finally mustered up the courage to talk to Jason Smith. Literally a week later, gets traded. Yeah. I just talked to Kelly Oubre. He's gone. I'm becoming best friends with Yamahimi at this point. Like, I need him. I need to be talking to Yamahimi. I need to be talking to Otto Porter. I need to be doing, because obviously something that I'm very superstitious. So obviously
whoever
something that I'm doing is not right.
To,
this is absolutely horrifying. Like,
you're talking
I
to
am
the
so
wrong
upset.
People. Yeah, you got to start talking. Go talk to Ernie. Go talk to Ernie every time.
Mr. Ernie, like, what is going on?
You need to take selfies with Ernie. You need to put him on your IG live. Like, use your magic powers
and
get him out of here.
Text him like 20 times a day.
Yeah, because you talk to Jason. That's crazy. You talk to Jason and Kelly and they both got moved.
It's not fair. Like, those were my two players. Like, life is not fair. Like, I literally was... Okay, yesterday in the mall, I was walking in the mall getting Christmas gifts, you know, like, joyful time of year, blah, 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 whatever, okay? All of a sudden, it's official, like, that they actually messed up the trade that got messed up, they revised it, and Kelly Oubre actually leaves. my body got so hot. Like, I had to take my jacket off. Like, I had to wrap it around, you know, like, tie your jacket around your waist. I literally looked like a mom who has, like, a drug and champagne problem. Like, I looked actually so crazy. And, like, I was losing it. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, it's so hard to be a fan of this team right now. And anybody who's listening to this podcast, like, I just want to say, like, I freaking love you. Like, if I was there with you, I would love to give you a hug. I am so sorry that you have to, like, endure this, like, pain with us, because it's not fair. I wouldn't wish this type of, like, sports pain on, like, my worst enemy. That being said, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to explain, kind of break it down for you exactly how this trade arised, what happened during this trade, and a telephone game gone wrong. Stick around. Jesus. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network. I'm Becca. I'm here with Quinn today. And we are just breaking down this disaster of a trade, this confusing time in our lives. we're just like sitting here like, what? We're having a huge like WTF moment. You think we've had WTF moments this season? Like, this is probably the biggest one. So let's just talk about this. From what it sounds like, Quinn, the Suns and the Grizzlies never actually talked to each other. Is that, am I just imagining things? They never talked to each other during the first attempt of the trade.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is professional business, by the way.
Yo, I was like, you know, it's funny the Wizards don't get this trade going through, and it's funny because the Wizards usually have a reason.
It's funny because we got to keep the player. We thought we weren't gonna have to give him up because we didn't want to. So we were like, this is so dumb, whatever.
Yeah, and then we were like, this is the first time something went wrong and the Wizards had nothing to do with it. And then reports start coming out that, well, Ernie Grunfeld was the conduit. He was the one who made the phone calls to each side of the parties, you know, saying this, that, and the third. And I'm like, so you're telling me that Ernie Grunfeld is the one playing telephone with these two GMs and had it all wrong this entire time? Like, that is so, what do we talk about? So Wizards. This is the most Wizards thing to happen in Wizarddom, in NBA-dom. Is that a word? In the history of the NBA, this has never been a thing until now. Just look at the timeline that the Wizards have gone through this season. Bringing Dwight Howard, he has a butt injury, and he can't play.
Like, what is this? First of all, that and the scandals, okay?
The scandals, the IG DMs. You got
Bradley
John
Beal
Wall,
and John Wall screaming at Scott Brooks, fighting with each other. Him.
And then you got Austin Rivers before the season gets on a podcast and announces John Wall's baby before John Wall says anything about it. And it's just, it's the wildest things are happening. The wildest thing. And then your GM that's been in the league for a long time, like longer than we've been alive, he's been in the league, involved, gets the wrong Brookses to each team for trade, and they don't find out until they get the Woj bomb.
This is the funny part, though. They all decide, hey, maybe we should actually talk to each other to finalize the deal. So they all get on a phone call, and then the Suns and Grizzlies are like dumbfounded because they're like, wait a second, this isn't the trade that we agreed upon. No. They're all looking at Ernie, watching the drama unfold on Twitter with Woj or whatever. When he tweeted the deal is dead.
that was the, like, funniest what? Thing. And this was so crazy. It's like real life, lifetime drama. And I was at work, so, you know, we're getting scores for high school games and stuff of that nature. And then all my coworkers are looking at me like, Q, are you good? And I'm like, yo, the Wizards just traded Kelly Oubre for what is going on? And I think it was around 10 o'clock. I was heated, upset. We left work at 11. I'm smiling and happy. Like, okay, whew, good. The deal is dead.
I was crying in Target because I thought we traded Kelly Oubre. I was like full blown having a meltdown.
And I wouldn't even have been, I would have been upset, but one of my biggest gripes with this trade is that not only do you now, you didn't get any picks. You would have got picks in the first one. Now you said F the picks. We don't want the picks. Just take Kelly Oubre and Austin Rivers, and we'll take Trevor Ariza. You couldn't get a second rounder for Kelly Oubre. Couldn't get a second rounder. Even a first, I would love a first rounder for KL. But even if you don't feel like he's worth a first rounder, which is, you know, it's 50-50. a second round pick. You can get one pick from Phoenix. And this is what Phoenix is going to do. Phoenix is going to get Kelly Oubre, and they're going to flip him for a first round pick at the end of the season. Watch. They're going to flip him for a first round pick somewhere down the line.
Because that would be the thing to do, right?
That'd be the thing to do. And the Wizards, they don't get anything done. And James Jones is now involved in the Suns organization. He's a very, very smart guy. He comes from the school of LeBron James. Like, he knows what he's doing. He actually had a trade happen before he had a trade happen for LeBron before he even left Cleveland to go to LA. Like, James Jones knows what he's doing. So as he's the new GM of the Phoenix Suns or whatever his role is, he's a smart guy. So they're gonna flip Kelly Oubre for something. And the Wizards just traded for a 33-year-old that used to be here in 2012, back when Randy Whitman was the coach. It makes no sense.
Oh my gosh. I just, like, I can't handle this anymore. Didn't we bend over backwards to get to draft Kelly Oubre, first of all?
Two picks to move up in the draft to get Kelly Oubre.
Just to throw him away for no reason. You know what?
We didn't even talk to him this offseason and say, look, maybe you might, if we don't move, we'll try to move Yamahimi, we'll try to move Otto Porter, and we can give you this amount of money. They didn't even try to negotiate with him. He's restricted.
I really think it was worth waiting until the end of the season to see what would happen.
Just talk to him.
The end of the season, when other teams are really trying to make moves, we could have probably gotten something if they really wanted to go down that route. That's not a 33-year-old.
Yo, when they were trying to trade Jimmy Butler, the Wizards refused to trade Kelly Oubre. They refused to put Kelly Oubre's name in that for Jimmy Butler. But then, after the Jimmy Butler trade goes down, all that stuff goes down, now you give up Kelly Oubre for a 33-year-old Trevor Ariza, but you wouldn't give him up in some picks for Jimmy Butler?
Like, I'm actually horrified.
It's backwards. This whole organization is backwards. But, like, what's the goal, though? What's the goal? Because I'm not buying this, we rekindle a fire with Trevor Ariza, and we're trying to make a push for the playoffs and a push for the postseason. What are you talking about?
Because at the end of the day, we're not winners.
You're going to lose.
We're going to get out the first round anyway, so to hell with the playoffs. Honestly, the whole thing is, we started off this season thinking, okay, we might make it past the second round. We might get to Eastern Conference Finals. Now it's like, we thought we were struggling last season. Do you remember at the beginning of the season when I said I was going to do the In My Feelings challenge if we won 50 games?
Oh, yeah, you might as well forget that.
We might win 30 games. Like, yeah. Goodbye.
But who's thinking about the postseason, in all honesty?
I'm not. Like, I don't think any fans are.
I don't think any fan was thinking about, I can't wait for our playoff push in the first. We can get the eighth seed and we can play against the Raptors. Nobody is thinking about the playoffs.
Because who wants to get the eighth seed just to lose in the first round?
If we play the Raptors in the first round and we snuck into the eighth seed, the Raptors would beat us in 3 games.
The Raptors would kill us.
It would beat us in 3-0. And we wouldn't even have to play the fourth. They would just forfeit it. Like, the NBA would be like, look, this is bad TV. We're not putting the Wizards on for another game. They would not stand a chance against any team in the Eastern Conference in the postseason. I don't care. And now, think about it. When is Dwight Howard coming back? Nobody knows.
That's another factor.
Dwight Howard had, what, a good maybe seven games with the starters before he got – and he was good. He was decent. But now you have to reincorporate him. He has to go through the process of moving again. And
he's not going to be 100%.
So what, he's going to come back in the 60-game mark and change the direction of this organization? You have Thomas Bryant starting at center right now. Are you serious? Otto Porter hasn't played the last 3 games. We're calling up Troy Brown Jr., which I love. Him and Chason Randle every other day. They play a game every week. They play 2 games for the Go-Go. They go up. And they play for the Wizards the next day. And then they got another 2 games for the Go-Go. They play 5 days a week. It's a full-time job. Like, there's no direction.
Can we just talk about how John Wall has injuries that he doesn't disclose to anybody?
Bro, what is John Wall doing? Like, John, we know... I know behind the I love DC and I want to be here type thing. He sees how terrible this front office is. He's here... No other team would have given him the super, super max that we gave him. That's just complete. He got his money here. Get your money, young blood. I'm not mad at it. You give your stars your money, especially he's in-house, you pay him. He wouldn't got that contract anywhere else. But, bro, not for this team. Not for Scott Brooks. Not for Ernie Grunfeld. you don't risk the rest of your career. Your Supermax isn't kicking until next year.
To take a whole season to just get healthy again.
Chill, bro.
Because the thing is, we're not going anywhere this season. So why is he throwing himself in the fire with all these injuries? He has bone spurs, knee problems. I mean, whatever. Like, injuries on injuries. Why are you doing this to yourself?
But part of me, though, I say this as, like, we're, like, the media side. So we're like, yo, just take a chill pill, blah, blah, blah. But I was also the athlete. And I was also the athlete that was like, I don't care what I'm going through.
Right.
I'm going to play
That's
if
how
I can
I was
walk.
Too. I was so running with a I literally was running with a stress fracture, and I broke my foot because of that.
Yeah, that's crazy. And you just love whatever you're doing that
because
much.
Because you love it that much. I get exactly. it. I totally get it. But at the same time,
Rich Paul, his agent, has to be like, look, John, look, like, we know, bro, you're competitive. Nobody's going to take away from your competitiveness, your talent. Bro, you need to get healthy because this is longevity at this point. And now you're looking at not only does Ja Wall not have a full scope of the macro in terms of the big picture, neither does the organization. The only big picture Ernie Grunfeld has is the poster of Jan Vesely in his office. That's the only big picture he sees. He doesn't see any other big picture in this organization. You do not give up a 23-year-old lottery pick that you wasted two picks on to move up to get for Trevor Ariza. It is never acceptable. And I have a couple people, most of the people in my mentions have been on the same page with me. Most of them know this is a terrible trade. And then there's a outlier in there that's talking about, yo, Q, you don't know what you're talking about. Trevor Ariza used to be. Yo, how old were you in 2013, my man? What was life like in 2013? What was that team like in 2013? Like, this is different. It's a different time. We're not trying. What are we trying to rekindle this 2013 fire for? It's not the same. It's just not the same.
Yeah, because everyone's older now, and we're not at the same place that we were. And furthermore, on my Twitter, I have not had a single person who said the trade is good. Except for one person.
One
of my good friends, Stephen Powers, he did say, Kelly's a knucklehead. It's good that he's gone. I'm like, are you out of your mind? I love you, but like, what?
Miss me with all that. Kelly Oubre consistently, he might not be consistent in terms of like the box score. Like in terms of every night he's hitting his shot. The only consistent player you could probably say, close to consistent, is Bradley Beal. He consistently gives you everything he has. He fills it up every single night.
Right. Kelly Oubre, but nobody else was being consistent, so who cares?
Exactly. But when you talk about Kelly Oubre, if he's not hitting this shot, he didn't come in the league as a shooter. That's not his MO.
Right.
But he comes every single night, high energy, effort. The things that this is all Scott Brooks wants. Scott Brooks talks about in the midst of everything. He says, I just want guys that go out there and play hard. Kelly Oubre was the only player that played hard every single time he stepped foot on that floor. You bring in a guy like Sam Decker, you saw what that dynamic with Kelly Oubre and Sam Decker. Like, I know we're just, you know, we're looking at some young guys here.
Yeah, but Sam Decker, Thomas Bryant, Kelly Oubre, even Austin Rivers, all those guys, when they were on the floor together, they were just like, I mean, we came back, what was it, the Pacers game? We were down by 25, and all of a sudden, all those guys on the floor, nobody on that Pacers team could get past those guys. That was the reason why we almost came back and won that game.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind. I definitely wouldn't mind, like, if you keep Kelly Oubre, I would love a lineup just of all high-energy guys, all long defensive guys.
Because
like Kelly Oubre. Yeah, they care. And in the midst of all this stuff, you hear Bradley Beal's cursing out this, John Wall's cursing out that, Dwight Howard Instagram this, all this. Where's Kelly Oubre's name been? Kelly Oubre has done nothing. He shuts his mouth up. He answers his question. He's professional. He just got a sponsorship with Converse. He does his job.
Kelly Oubre, after the game, he goes out there and shoots and takes shots after the game.
And this is, oh my gosh, it pisses me off so much because you're throwing away your brightest spies. I don't care about Austin Rivers. I'm sorry. I just don't care about Austin Rivers as much as maybe the next guy. But Kelly Oubre, you need to.
That was a dumb decision.
You call people and you try to get Yao Mahimi off your books. You call people and you try to get Otto Porter off your books. The Wizards are an incompetent front office, but they're not the only incompetent front office in the NBA. Like, there's another team that could try to take Otto Porter's contract. Another team that might let you slide Yao Mahimi in there, but you have to work for it. A good GM could come in a great GM could come in.
We need David and say, West look, up in here.
We need something. He would make it an effort, a concerted effort to get Otto Porter off the books, and you invest in the future. A four-year, $42 million contract for Kelly Oubre is not going to kill anybody. But see, wait until this offseason. Wait and see what Kelly Oubre gets this offseason. And then we're all going to be looking. I'm not going to be looking dumb. You're not going to be looking dumb. But Ernie Grunfeld and them are going to look have that same stupid look on their face when they see that Kelly Oubre only got how much? What? We couldn't afford to pay him. Yeah, you're going to be looking stupid. And to back to the 2013 thing, we're not trying to rekindle any. You had Martell Webster, Chris Singleton, Kevin Serafin, Andre Miller, Eric Maynor, Al Harrington, Nene, Drew Gooden, Jan Vesely, Garrett Temple, Glenn Rice. That was your 2013-2014 roster. Most of those guys not even in the league anymore. So what? We're not trying to.
What is it exactly that we're trying to do here?
What are you doing? What are you trying to? You trying to win 39 games? You trying to get Trevor Ariza to push you to get that 42 games? Are you trying to make? Why you need to? Yo, this is the dumbest thing I've seen in a long time.
This is a disgrace.
Now, if they flip Trevor Ariza to LA or Houston for some picks and a player, I can send some apologies out. I admitted that on Twitter. I said, look, if y'all pick up some picks from LA, if y'all can sneak a Zoe or a Kuzman here or something, and I don't think Zoe or Kuzma are trying to, the Lakers aren't trying to move those guys. They're trying to save all their assets this offseason. But if you could do something to flip Trevor Ariza for something else, I'll send a couple apologies. But this,
I'm not apologizing to anyone. They cut Jason Smith, they cut Oubre, I'm done.
I feel you.
I'm not apologizing for nothing I say at this point.
They're not confident.
You thought I was positive and happy and easygoing before? No, I'm going to start getting reckless. Like, every podcast, I keep getting more and more and more angry. One of these days, I'm going to go Stephen Smith on you guys. Like, this is it. This podcast was that long because we're that upset, you guys.
Yo, what time are we at?
We're at 31 minutes right now.
That was 30. I feel like we just started.
We just started because we're that angry and we needed five minutes times five to kind of have a therapy session. Wizards fans, we would love to hear your thoughts. We're just as upset as you are. We're just as angry. We're just as confused. Please add us. Please talk to us. We're here for you. You're here for us, hopefully. Thank you so much for listening to Locked On Wizards, part of the Locked On Network. I'm Becca, here with my bestie, Quinn, and we'll see you soon.
See
you.
See you. See you.